Hi there, I'm Darren Tyser from West Thames College. Our project involved issuing smartphones to ESOL learners, not iPhones, just for a change. What worked well? The project changed the dynamic between teachers and students. Our learners took a much greater share of the responsibility for directing their learning. It did create laughter, fun, experimentation that developed into learning opportunities that would have been much more challenging otherwise. We chose a smartphone that had a familiar Windows environment, and our ESOL learners were used to that. So it had a proper keyboard, and we wanted our ESOL learners to learn how to type in full English sentences rather than text speak that many of our teenage children and perhaps some of our students are used to. The project significantly raised the competence of the ESOL adults as the use of mobile phones enabled them to extend their vocabulary and their online sources. So, for example, we had ESOL hairdressing students who were able to communicate much better to their clients. So, key benefits. It certainly raised the profile, as we've heard it today a lot, amongst e-learning in the college. It was our first and also last one-year project. We saw the confidence of ESOL learners raised tremendously as they used videos, photos, and voice recordings, and also live blogging when they were on field trips. And that again improved the quality of the language being used for actual practice, for those of you who know ESOL, that is a requirement of their curriculum. It changed perceptions as well. ESOL learners aren't used to being given technology, so for them, it was a real big for them. So two key messages for you. Don't be frightened to relinquish control. We can learn from our students. And keep going. Just because the money's finished doesn't mean we need to stop. So come to us now, we've got goodies for you, and there's also one or two videos for you to see.
Hi, I'm Colonel Patter, and representing Bridge and Campbell Consortium. Consists of City Leader College, Camden ECL, Westminster Kingsborough College, and Working Men's College. The project, as it says on the board, is about ESOL and engaging ESOL learners in mobile learning. What worked well was the three main elements. Firstly, it was the more mentor structure. More mentors, the learners who were more confident in the use of technology acted as mentors to their less confident peers and provided support to mentees as well as teachers in and outside the classroom. Secondly, it was the initial training in the use of hardware and software for teachers as well as more mentors and mentees. Finally, it was the consortium partnership structure. Being locally based, we were able to maximize the use of resources in terms of staff development, training for mentors, and also sharing of practice workshops. The key benefits, the learners' confidence, motivation, and enthusiasm for learning improved tremendously as they became more and more independent in the use of technology, as well as they then started to self-evaluate their own skills in the use of ICT. It also widened participation for students out in the community and giving them more improved choices in learning, the way they learn, where and what and how. It also strengthened the collaboration and enhanced the communication and support between consortium partners. The two key messages are that the commitment from senior management and initial training and continual support are strengthened. Is of ending. You will find many good examples of practice. The practice produced through the project and also demonstration about the use of some of the mobile devices.